I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Rhys James. This week's question is from listener Charlene.
Hi, Naked Scientists. My name is Charlene and my question for you is, why is my nose constantly running in cold weather? What is the physiological benefit of this? Thank you.
It's an excellent question, Charlene, and I'm sure one that many of us can empathise with as colder temperatures begin to bite in the Northern Hemisphere. In a bid to answer it, we've enlisted the help of Neil D'Souza, who's a consultant ear, nose and throat surgeon.
We need to have moist air in order to pull oxygen out of the air in our lungs, and our nose makes mucus in order to do that. In cold weather, the air is less moist, so the nose needs to compensate for that. And cold air in general is an irritant to the nose, so we make more mucus as a direct response to it.
So that's the reason why our noses run in cold weather. But what might the physiological benefits be?
It's an adaptive response to make the air more efficient for us to breathe in. The mucus contains antibodies, so it helps us fight infections. The other reason we get more infections in cold weather is because the lining of our nose has little hair cells in it, and they're less efficient in cold weather, so infections can build up within the nose.
That was Neil D'Souza. My thanks to him. Next time, we'll be heading into space to answer this question from listener David.
What are black holes made of? Would it be based on subatomic particles?
Thank you, David. My colleague James Titker will be taking on this one next week. If you'd like to hazard a guess or you have a question of your own, please email us. That's chris@thenakedscientist.com or send us your thoughts on our forum at nakedscientist.com/forum.